Good afternoon. It's another very warm and very humid day across eastern New York and western New England. Our dew point temperatures are running anywhere from the upper 60s to low and in some cases mid-70s this afternoon. And that means our humidity levels are once again oppressive. Seems like we've had lots of oppressive weather over the past couple of weeks. And we're dealing with the threat for some more thunderstorms as well. We had some rough storms come through our area in spots yesterday afternoon and evening with damaging wind gusts and heavy downpours. And some more scattered showers and storms will threaten our area over the next several hours with a similar threat profile, meaning some storms will have the potential to produce heavy downpours. That means localized flooding once again is a possibility. Some storms may produce damaging wind gusts as well. And of course, every thunderstorm has lightning, which is dangerous. So if there are storms in your area, you'll certainly want to head inside and stay away from that lightning and be weather aware in the coming hours as some of these storms will continue across our area. Heading into tonight, the storms should tend to ease up, especially later into the evening hours. The heating of the day helps to fuel these storms, but there's still a chance for a passing storm or two as we go through the night. We're talking about another warm and humid night with low temperatures in the 60s to near 70 degrees. For the day tomorrow, the disturbance that is producing the thunder threat today is moving off to the east, so we're looking at a day tomorrow that still has the chance for a couple of isolated showers and storms, but it doesn't look like everybody's going to see wet weather, nor do I expect it to be a complete washout by any means tomorrow. So I think there's plenty of dry weather time tomorrow. It's still on the warm side, but not super hot, and we'll see the humidity drop off at least a little bit, so it's a little bit less harsh tomorrow. Temperatures will make it up into the 70s and 80s. We should get a break on Friday from any rain threat, though it's still going to be muggy. It's not as oppressive as it is right now. Temperatures will be in the 70s and 80s, and then we return to a shower chance at least as we head into the weekend on Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, warm and humid with areas of fog, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of isolated showers and storms, a bit less humid, high 76 to 84. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, warm and humid with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of isolated showers and storms, a bit less humid, high 76 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this evening, warm and humid, with areas of fog, low in the upper 60s to low 70s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms, a bit less humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, some scattered showers and storms, especially this evening, warm and humid with areas of fog, low in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of an isolated shower or storm, a bit less humid, high 80 to 85. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, still a bit muggy, high 78 to 86. And on Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, and a high around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.